Dr. Penske dictating amount, I am Ian Edward Schaffer, S-H-A-F-F-E-R. Edward Schaffer is a 58-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 1-5-22. Pretty slipped on ice in the apron upper driveway and fell. As a result, he believes injured his right foot and right shoulder and was seen at Cooper Emergency Room afterwards. Period had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a broken foot and a torn shoulder. Period underwent surgery in January for the foot and then in July for the shoulder. Period the former involved implantation of screws, plates, and anchors. Period. He recently was treated by Dr. Graff, G-R-A-F-F, for plantar fasciitis, unrelated, he completed his course of active care about 2 weeks ago. Period, new paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Schaffer alleges he slipped and fell on ice, causing injury to the right ankle, comma, foot, comma, and shoulder. Period. Treatment records show he underwent surgery on 1-5-22 by Dr. Graff, G-R-A-F, to be inserted here. Appeared he had an MRI of the right shoulder on 3-23-22. Also at the referral of Dr. Graff. Period on 7-6-22, he underwent right shoulder surgery by Dr. Lipschultz to be inserted here. Period in paragraph, the petitioner followed up post-operatively with Dr. Lipschultz over the next many months. Period. As of 1-19-23, it was noted he was currently being treated for his left shoulder. Period. No, scratch that. Dr. Lipschultz actually saw him through 3-9-23. Period. At that juncture, he had full range of motion and excellent strength of his deltoid and rotator cuff. Period, he had been discharged from physical therapy and was laid off from his prior job. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement and cleared for full duty. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he relates that after he fell, he lost approximately 30 pounds by using Healthy Choice. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or refusions. Period. Right shoulder abduction was 170 degrees, common flexion 165 degrees with internal rotation to 65 degrees. Period. Adduction, common extension, common and external rotation were full. Period. Combined active extension was combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L3 vertebral level. Paired motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, and locking. Paired shoulder maneuvers, resisted right shoulder abduction and external rotation with 5-5, but strength was otherwise 5-5. Shoulder maneuvers normal. Extremities lower, inspection revealed swelling of the right ankle and a longitudinal scar over the medial malleolus. Period. Right ankle plantar flexion was 30 degrees and dorsiflexion 10 degrees, but was full in inversion and eversion. Period motion of the left ankle, as well as both knees and hips, was full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period manual muscle testing was 5-5. He resisted right extension hallucis longus, but strength was otherwise 5-5. Period of mild tenderness to palpation about the right medial malleolus and plantar fascia, but there was none on the left. Feet and ankle maneuvers normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated in shoes that had inserts inside them. Period, he was able to walk on his toes, but not on his heels. That section is normal impressions. on 1/5/22. Ed Schaffer slipped and fell on ice while at work. Apparently he injured his right ankle and foot, for which he quickly underwent surgery the same day to be inserted here. Apparently he also had an MRI of the right shoulder on 3/23/22, quickly followed by surgery on that shoulder on 7/6/22 to be inserted. Apparently followed up postoperatively with Dr. Lipschultz for 3/9/23. Apparently had an excellent clinical exam and was cleared for full duty and maximum medical improvement. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be slightly decreased active range of motion about the right shoulder. Apparently in the absence of atrophy, there was minimally decreased active right shoulder external rotation and shoulder abduction. Apparently provocative maneuvers of the shoulders were negative. Apparently he had decreased range of motion about the right ankle associated with swelling and healed surgical scarring. He was able to walk on his toes but not on his heels. Provocative maneuvers of the shoulders, feet, and ankles were normal. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial disability for able to the statutory right foot. There is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. End.